For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and his French counterpart Manuel Valls have agreed to expand cooperation among several sectors in each country, including industry, energy, aviation, and more. Li Keqiang has urged China and France to deepen financial cooperation to provide support across a number of markets.
We are ready to join hands with France to explore third-party markets by combining China's medium-level equipment and France's advanced technology and high-end products. In this way, we can maintain the relatively high standards of the product, while at the same time keep the price at a reasonable level acceptable to most developing countries. This will be win-win cooperation.
The premier says third-party markets will help open new space for cooperation and help foster a sustainable global economic recovery. In a joint statement, France and China outline the major areas for third-party cooperation, along with the aforementioned, like nuclear energy, agriculture, health, and climate change are included also. Both countries encourage business to support projects that deepen connections between Europe, Africa, and Asia. They also pledge efforts to sell jointly produced civil aircraft and to boost cooperation between railways. The Chinese premier has met with the director general of the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization in Paris, discussing issues concerning culture, education, and more. Li Keqiang lauded UNESCO's efforts in promoting the diversity of world civilizations, pushing forward education and international cultural exchanges in developing countries, and protecting the cultural heritage of humanity. He says China's willing to enhance cooperation with UNESCO in education, culture, and other areas, and to promote mutual respect for and equal treatment of different civilizations and cultures for harmonious development, tolerance, and mutual learning. For her part, Irina Bokova says UNESCO will further work with China in promoting people-to-people exchanges between different countries. China's top legislature has adopted a new national security law in its latest move to improve the legal framework protecting national interests. The law was passed by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress after a third reading. For the first time, China's included activities and assets in outer space, on the international seabed, and in polar regions in its security law. The top legislature has also endorsed a decision that Chinese officials shall pledge allegiance to the Constitution when taking their posts. The move aims to inspire state functionaries to be loyal to and safeguarding of the Constitution. China's manufacturing business activity remains stable in June, with an important index staying in expansion territory. The official data showed on Wednesday that the manufacturing PMI posted 50.2 in June, unchanged from the month before. PMI is a key measure of factory activity in China, and a reading above 50 indicates expansion. A flag-raising ceremony was held in Hong Kong this morning to mark the region's 18th anniversary of its return to China. Hong Kong Chief Executive CY Leung was present at the event. Delivering a speech afterwards, the regional head said he hopes Hong Kong will be united for future development, despite the challenges faced during the past year. The United States and Cuba are expected to announce the opening of embassies in each other's capitals. U.S. officials say the announcement is scheduled for Wednesday morning, Washington time. The move is seen as a major step in reestablishing diplomatic ties that have been severed since 1961. The Greek government's requested more time from the International Monetary Fund to repay a 1.6 billion euro loan installment. Athens has now missed the deadline for that loan. Meantime, the debt-laden country submitted an updated proposal for a debt deal with international creditors to the new Eurogroup talks that are scheduled for later today. Greece's banks have been closed since Monday, and capital controls have been imposed after the European Central Bank froze emergency liquidity assistance to Greek banks. Athens has called for a referendum on the lender draft deal for the forthcoming Sunday. Iran says it's optimistic about reaching a deal with world powers over its nuclear program in the coming days, as a deadline for a deal has been extended by a week. Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany, originally set June 30th as the deadline for a final deal, following an interim agreement that was reached in April. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says most of the problems have been settled, and the remaining significant issues might be solved in the coming days. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama says it's going to be up to the Iranians to meet the requirements set out by the international community. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.